Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The murder trial continues of a former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy charged with killing Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman, last year. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more from the courthouse in Peoria.
Grayson shot the unarmed black woman after telling her to remove a pot of boiling water from her stovetop. Prosecutors played a harrowing police video of that night in the Peoria courtroom. Several jurors recoiled as body camera footage showed Grayson firing at Massey. A few of them cried, and one juror, the only black member, lowered his head and didn't watch the rest of the video. Donna and Sante Massey, Sonia's mother and cousin, left the courtroom in tears as footage of Massey bleeding out on her kitchen floor played on the screen. Meanwhile, Grayson fidgeted in his seat, his head bowed. His attorneys argue it was self-defense. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says abuse is continuing in and around Chicago at the hands of federal immigration agents. Yesterday, he signed an executive order creating the Illinois Accountability Commission. He says the goal is to gather as much information as possible about the Trump administration's ongoing deportation campaign, what they're doing, when, and who it's affecting. He says it eventually will be important to have the information.
We have a duty to ensure that the truth is preserved, so the public can know what their elected and appointed officials have done, and so the courts and the Congress can eventually hold people accountable.
The commission will hold hearings later this year, hoping to get testimony from people directly affected. Illinois House Republican leader Tony McCombie scoffed at the commission, calling it a taxpayer-funded political stunt. Meanwhile, Immigration and Customs Enforcement detained and deported a Des Moines high school student all within 2 weeks. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng reports.
The 18-year-old student was attending a routine immigration check-in when ICE detained him. He was only able to speak with his guardian once before he was deported to Central America. The nonprofit Iowa Migrant Movement for Justice provides advocacy and legal services to immigrants. Spokesperson Elena Casillas-Hoffman says the student is one of many community members that have been separated from their families. And people are angry.
This was so unjust. They did not expect for this high school student to be ripped from them, to be deported in the manner that it was and in the quick manner that it was.
His guardian says the student was abandoned by his parents when he was little. He came to Iowa seeking safety and a chance to reunite with his family. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Food pantries are bracing for a major spike in need as nearly 2 million people in Illinois and 130,000 residents in Iowa may not receive their SNAP benefits next month. The federal government has told states to not distribute food assistance in November due to the federal government shutdown. Food pantry leaders say this has never happened before, and it could lead to unprecedented use of food pantries during what's typically their busiest time of year. Annette Hacker is Chief Communications and Strategy Officer for the Food Bank of Iowa.
All of us are doing everything we can to meet the need, but the charitable food system cannot fill this gap. For every meal the charitable food system provides, SNAP provides 9.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's reviewing the state's food insecurity response plan and has directed the state health department to convene regular calls with food banks. The electric automaker Rivian says it's cutting hundreds of positions, about 4.5% of its workforce company-wide, or about 600 jobs. It's unclear how many of those are in Normal, Illinois, where it builds its R1 vehicles and commercial vans. A Rivian spokesperson says no manufacturing operations employees are impacted. In a memo to employees, Rivian's CEO says the cuts are necessary to prepare for the launch of their new lower-cost R2 model. Rivian is one of McLean County's largest employers. U.S. cattle ranchers are pushing back on the Trump administration's plans to increase beef imports from Argentina. Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports.
President Trump first announced the idea to increase Argentine beef imports on Sunday. He says that will help bring down record-high beef prices brought on by the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. But the plan led to a rare rebuke from farm groups and rural lawmakers. Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts said in a press call that he and other Senate Republicans met with Trump personally to urge him to reconsider.
We ought to look for market-based solutions to address the president's goal of bringing down beef prices.
National and local cattlemen's groups have also been vocal in their opposition. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
And this is WVIK News.